This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco. His squad coming off a tough loss to Albany at home this past weekend. Next up, they will welcome another tough team. Stony Brook comes to town on Saturday. And coach, this last game against Albany, I feel like we've kind of seen this movie the last couple of weeks where you're right in the game, but it seems like you're just maybe one, two big plays short from kind of getting over the hump.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, it's very disappointing for everybody, obviously. And, you know, we're playing well in moments of the game. You know, in the biggest moments of the game, though, we're not playing well enough to win. We've kind of found, you know, different ways to come up short. And that's really disappointing. It's, you know, holistic. It's not just, you know, the offense or the defense or special teams. It's kind of from week to week, you know, it ends up being something uniquely different, you know. And, you know, ironically enough, this past week, you know, we had the ball down on the one-yard line twice and only got 3 points. And the one time we fumbled it and gave it back to Albany. And you know, we were driving to take a two-score lead. We're up 17-14, basically had the ball first and go on the one. We punch it in there. It's 24-14, we're up 10 halfway through the third quarter, and it's a whole different kind of game. So disappointing, you know, growing pains maybe, but, you know, we need to find ways to be better in the bigger moments of the game.
And that's just something because when I've seen teams like that, it's just kind of something that the kids have to fight through and kind of figure out. Now, I mean, you can do as much as you can to prepare for situations, but at a certain point, you just kind of got to make plays.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's kind of you got to work your way through it. And like if it was singular in terms of week in, week out, it was the same thing, that'd be a different kind of conversation, you know. But it just kind of changes from week to week a little bit. But, you know, from special teams, offense, defense. But conceptually, you know, big picture thinking, you got to have that mindset that, you know, we're going to win because of me. I'm going to make a play to impact the game. I'm going to be the spark that ignites the flame. You know, those kinds of things. And it's a confidence reality. I mean, at the end of the day, it really is. And, you know, there's a reality that, you know, you got to have a certain level of skill and talent and experience. But with that, you've got to have an air of confidence. And as a younger team, we don't quite have that confidence in this moment. And I think it's really important here as we really start to look to close out our season that we find that so we can continue to build momentum. So, you know, this is a big game for us for a lot of different reasons. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons.
And this game, you'll take on a Stony Brook team, 500. Their last two, they've lost. Before that, they had a huge win at Villanova. When you look at this group on film, what do you see?
Well, they're pretty much the same every year. I mean, they're a physical team offensively. They are, you know, really good at running the football, and they've gotten better here at some of the RPOs and the play-action passes. And then got good receivers and big O-line and hard-running backs. And defensively, they're pretty disruptive. They're a little bit make a big play, maybe give up a big play. You know, they really play hard. They bring a lot of pressure. They have a lot of movement, a lot of stunts, a lot of twists. They get in your backfield a bunch, and you got to be poised and protect the football. This would be another really good game. You know, you hate anytime that you lose a game, you don't really see it as a good game. But I think from the perspective of, you know, college football and watching a game and being at a game, you know, we've had some really exciting games here the last couple of weeks, and we've come up on the short end, which is painful and disappointing to everybody. But this will be another good football game, and we need to find a way to do those things I just forementioned in terms of, you know, having that confidence in those big moments, you know, and then making those plays in those big moments that really dictate the outcome of the game. We're making plenty of plays on both sides of the ball, but they're not really the plays that determine the outcome or dictate the outcome of the game, and that's what we got to do here this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.